So Norman, how did you first become familiar with Staffords? Did your parents have Staffords, or did you?
No. What happened? I was we'd bought this property, which you read about it in this these other notes. We bought this property, and then we did.
So not this house.
Oh no, this I'm going back to the '60s now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In late '50s, we bought this shop, and it wasn't in a really pleasant area.
This is you and Dorothy, is it, when you were Dorothy, first married?
Yeah. And we decided we'd have a dog, and I thought, well, I like Dalmatians, and a guy at work, he said to me, ah, you won't get a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. I said, what's on there? So he said, oh, he says, the fighting dogs, and that, they'll stop burglars, like, which were all false, of course, was a bit
Yeah.
And anyhow, I started on the search in Bolton.
Okay, so why Dalmatians, though?
I don't know.
All right, just
something 60, almost yeah, 60 yeah, years okay, ago. Right. This, well, yes, it is 60 years ago. And I searched around, and I found there was only one guy that bred Staffordshire Bull Terriers in Bolton.
Yeah.
And
so your house was in Bolton, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's where we lived then, in Bolton, yeah. The funny thing was, somebody said there's somebody up this called Dursaleva in Bolton, that's an area in Bolton. So I went searching around and knocking on doors. Do you know anybody as breeds dogs around here? And I hit on a guy, like in those days, there were handlers, and they would handle various amounts of dogs, different breeds and everything.
Yeah.
And that was their job. They were paid handlers, and that's what they did.
At dog shows?
Yeah.
Right.
And he came to the door, and I said, I'm looking for, and so I've been told, like, you breed dogs. He said, yeah. I said, I'm looking for some of these breed Staffordshire Bull Terriers. And he went, yeah. This is Bolton lingo, this. He says, Siddy, go up there. He says, and on that last face there, he said, you'll find a fella called Norman Entwistle. He breeds them.
Okay.
So I went and I knocked on the door and I said, I believe you breed Staffordshire Bull Terriers. He said, yeah. And I thought I'd seen this guy before. But anyhow, that's just getting away from it a little bit. I said, well, can you show me what they look like? He said, right. He said, so we opened the door.
And so you didn't really know what they...
I had a clue.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
And he opened the door, and this, which red bitch like, came running out. He says, this is a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, but it's a bitch. He says, it's got a Dudley nose, what we call a Dudley nose. He says, can you see it's got a brown nose? He says,
yeah.
He says, you can't show them without brown nose. He says, well, they're all right for breeding off.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And I said, well, he said, I have a litter. He said, but I only got one pup. He said, a dog. And I said, well, will you sell it? He said, oh, no, I'm keeping this. I said, oh, all right. So I left it for a week or so, and it was getting near Christmas, like, and he had two kids, like, and I rung him up again, and I said, are you sure you want to keep that dog?
Yeah.
And he said, right, you can have him. It was 10 guineas.
10 guineas.
It was 10 guineas, the price of a pope.
Yeah.
Where he said, you can have it for 10. So I said, all right. So I bought my first dog then.
Right.
And, from okay. there. And then we went so in partnership
still,
for a bit.
It was still a pup, was it? It was still a pup when you bought it?
It was born on the 5th of December.
Okay.
Bengal firecracker it was.
Right, okay.
And our last dog that we had here,
yeah,
he was born on the same day.
Oh, really? 5th of December?
5th of December, yeah.
Wow. And was Dorothy in, was she wanting
no,
a dog?
She didn't mind a dog, like, because they always had one. And
okay.
And the funny thing about this was, this is nothing to do with what we're talking about, just something to her as an aside. Her dog, during the war, like, we had a big long road in Bolton where they used to store all the tanks and bring them carriers and things like that on this road, WD. And this particular, she had a dog called Spot, And if you were going down the street on your bike or something like that, it would chase after you and try to grab the tyre, the wheel, with its, you know, barking and shout and going out your bike wheel. Anywho, this time it sat there, and Dorothy's father stood the gate with it, like, and these Brengham carriers came up the road while they make a hell of a clatter, like, you know.
Right.
All the other dogs scattered, but not Spot. He followed him, and he were off after him, and he followed him for a couple of miles before he got exhausted.
What breed was he?
A fox terrier, but they were all fox terriers then.
Okay.
I mean, they used to roam the streets, dogs, then.
Right.
You know, they just roamed in packs. Yeah.
Right.
Then a bylaw came out about the 70s or something like that, and banned dogs in streets, roaming streets. Yeah.
So going back to your first puppy then, so you got this puppy from the man at the end of the street. And then we went
in partnership for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then we worked. I could see
him.
Partnership with him.
Okay, so you got the puppy from him.
Yeah.
Took it home.
Yeah.
And what you know, was that, did that all go straight
for? Well, from then on, we had some friends like who had a business across the way from our business.
Right.
And they had German shepherds,
okay,
which they called them Alsatian in those days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I still call them that. What was your business? What did I do? Yeah. What was your business?
I had a painting decorator.
Yeah. So you had a business.
Well, not that weren't a painting decorator.
Right.
No, it was a ladies' outfitter's ladies' shop. Yeah.
So you and Dorothy ran together? Or?
No. I just carried on working with Dorothy around it myself.
Yeah, okay.
So, as I said, these people said, oh, we're going to a dog show on New Year's Day, which was a great dog show, and they used to take this in Bolton New Year's Dog Show, which was a very famous show.
Right.
All varieties and that.
Okay.
And it was the only show, actually, where you could get a drink, an alcoholic drink.
Okay.
And there was a popular, then. Oh, very popular, yeah. They had a name for it, I've forgotten now, but they had coffee all lined up, rum all lined up, small glasses of rum all lined up.
Yeah.
And you could have rum and coffee. Oh, it was called a rum and coffee do.
Okay, right.
And you could have a rum and coffee, or you could even buy beer as well if you wanted, you know. Yeah.
So when was that relative to when you bought the puppy?
Immediately. Yeah.
Okay.
As we got the puppy on the 5th of November, 6 or 7 weeks after. So we'd both probably have him about 2 or 3 weeks before we went to the first show.
And not to show him, though.
He was only a baby.
Okay, just to have it. That was your first ever dog show?
Our introduction to a dog show, you know.
Right, okay.
I mean, this guy who we went with, he was showing his shepherds, like, yeah.
Yeah, and what did you, that was the guy who you bought the pup from?
No.
Yeah.
This was the guy who had the business, a garage business, across the way from where our shop was.
Okay.
And
what did you make of the first dog show? Did you, you obviously got the bug.
Yeah, I suppose I did.
Yeah. And what happened after that?
As I say, we carried on together and did a little bit of breeding and that. And then I thought, we're ready now, we're now.
Okay, so yeah, so the first dog was a pup. The first pup was a dog.
Mm.
But
we split up, and I finished up with a bitch. From the partnership.
Yeah, partnership lasted 5 years.
The partnership lasted.
And you got into showing during that time.
Oh yeah.
And what, going to every show, every weekend, all that sort of stuff? Or?
Couldn't wait.
Right. Okay.
And a week.
Yeah.
In those days, it was a long time from one show. It was only, but the shows in those days, they were Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
There were no shows on Sunday. There were no dog shows on Sundays.
Right. Okay.
It was Saturday, and all the big shows, they were all during the week, of course, and up to Saturday, but nothing on the Sunday.
Right.
And then, as I say, they didn't start till the afternoon. These, I'm talking about breed shows now, they didn't start till the afternoon because people worked in the morning.
Right.
So, you know, and that went on for quite a few years until Saturday morning was knocked off, and then, of course, they started introducing shows on a Sunday, and and that's how it went on from there.
So you were entered your dogs into the sort of Stafford, there was a Stafford, you know, the Stafford breed was shown separately and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, this particular dog, when he did grow up, when we did start to show him, another genetic thing. I didn't show him, this lad showed him.
Right.
This is one of the Northwest shows, this.
Yeah.
It was only a sanctioned show or something like that. And he was coming out of the ring, one of the oldies, he's photographed in this Northwest boot. He said, "What are you doing with that dog?" "No." And he said, "Well, I must do it." He said, "It's a black and tan." "Black and tan?" He said, "It's a black and tan." It was overlay, black and tan overlay.
Okay.
Where the brindle partly covers the tan marking.
Okay.
And of course that was my first one with a black and tan. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, having said that, there's been a couple. There's at least two as I can think of champions that have been made up with that defect.
Right.
They are black and tan.
Yeah.
But, you know.